a flashback to the past, and some classic Dave Rabbit.
I've had quite a few letters recently concerning some of the different items that Radio First Termer has to offer his followers. And one of the biggest things is the official Dave Rabbit sweatshirt. For those of you who are unaware of what a Dave Rabbit sweatshirt is, I'll tell you. It's a white sweatshirt. On the front of it, it has a large white rabbit. And the rabbit's dick is completely hard. The rabbit is carrying a sign. On the sign, it reads, "Fuck it before it fucks you."
Radio First Termer, Iraq.
That's not all. To make sure the ladies aren't left out, and to bring something new to the troops and troopettes out there in Iraq, we've brought over a new sweatshirt. This new Dave Rabbit Iraq sweatshirt has a female rabbit on the front. She has a veil, nice tits, a cute ass, a bit of a camel toe going on, and she's carrying a sign which reads, "Fuck me, everyone else in the military has." If you'd like one of these new sweatshirts, send us a postcard along with 1995 to Nadira Sweatshirt, care of Radio First Termer, Iraq, Rabbit Hole Studios, Baghdad, Iraq, 96969.
Radio First Termer, giving the shaft to the establishment since 1971. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the latest in fashion news from the world of radical Islam with fashion reporter and resident radio goddess, Nadira.
Thanks, Dave. Once again, the decadent display known as Fashion Week has seen the godless harlots of Babylon parading their naked bodies before all the world, oblivious to the curse laid upon their heads by Allah. With a pulse of demonic music booming from loudspeakers, whore-worshipping crowds knelt before their runways and openly pleasured themselves at the sight of their most prized examples of female degradation striding before them in shameless abandon, wearing the rags of Western mental disease as they were all cursed by Allah. If the perverted designers of the West have their way next summer, women will all be wearing tightly fitting, sparkling evening wear, slim skirts just below the knee, sunglasses, and swaths of royal blue satin with white detailing, citrus and purple, with some metallics thrown in to remind them of their filthy Western money, which is cursed by Allah. For winter, the lustmongers would have their followers wrapped in wide-striped cardigans, mixed with skinny stripes and checks on scarves. Topping off their prostitutes would be waistcoats, always left short enough for the bulbous hips of their sluts to sway in the air, distracting men from their dutiful worship of the Prophet. May they all be cursed by Allah. Among the most notable collections of wickedness were the lingerie lines, a disgusting array of baby doll slips, bustiers, garters, and gowns in rich pastels, black lace bodysuits, French knickers in pink with delicious black bow detailing, and slip dresses with bows and ruffles galore. Of course, such foul pollution of men's sight is cursed by Allah. In summary, 2007 will have the infidel whores in plenty of color, soft flowing dresses, short suits with crisp fabrics, punches of red, and plenty of shine. We haven't mentioned the bathing suits, but they hardly matter, as the fallen women of Zion are all practically naked when they are anywhere near so much as a puddle of water. May their heaving bosoms, jeweled nipples, winking navels, bare buttocks, and cleanly waxed nether regions be cursed by Allah. So until next time, heed the Prophet. Keep your women covered and in your houses, and watch out for the fashion police. No, really. Watch out for the fashion police. Back to you, Dave.
Here's something to think about. Other than the fact that there's no beer, an early curfew, and women that wear face coverings for a reason, Kabul is really a wonderful place to visit. Cooking with the Big 69.
Yeah, stop.
flashback to the past and some classic Dave Rabbit.
Say, do you have advantage of a Jeep pickup or deuce and a half?
No.
Do you get to drive where you want to go?
Fuck no.
Well, here's something to think about.
Okay.
Have you ever seen some troop trudging along the roadside and thought about giving him a lift?
Many times.
Don't.
Why?
Instead, run the son of a bitch over.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, what are they gonna do? Send you to Vietnam?
Ha ha. Fooled you, sister. They already did. Ha ha. Right on, as Pete would say.
Radio First Termer. Iraq.
And this is dedicated to the troops in Iraq, who every day sit and watch those freedom birds fly back to the world again. Heartbreaker, Led Zeppelin.
The same and it was so You know, it's a heartbreaker. I can't find a cheeseburger in this town worth a damn.
That's no shit.
Yeah, I mean, well, trying to locate some decent pot and hash hasn't been a stone soul picnic either, Charlie. I mean, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Quiet, hang on, you guys. Hang on.
Lookout 3 to rabbit hole. Lookout 3 to rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole to lookout 3. What's up?
Squad of MPs just sent your way.
You think it's for us?
They've got some brass riding with them. Colonel, too, and he's pissed. I think they made you, man.
Shit. All right, roger that. Thanks, 3. Rabbit hole to all lookouts. Dump this frequency, ditch the radios, and get lost. Thanks, everybody.
All right, Dave, you got 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Holy fuck.
Oh, man. Okay, listen, guys and girls out there in radio land, I just got to tell you, we're proud of you. We're behind you 100%. I hope everybody gets back home safely. Godspeed, everybody.
Okay, we got to go, Dave. We got to go.
Hell, I had a big speech plan.
Back of the storage locker, back room back there.
What about the gear?
Forget the gear. Take the laptops. We're screwed for the rest of the gear.
Ah, man.
Look, we can leave a mic open. We'll listen on the portable. If they find the hole, we're out the gear. We're just going to have to deal with that. If they don't, maybe we can come back when things cool off.
All right. God damn it.
Come on. We
got
to go, man.
All right.
Move! Where in the hell are they? Get a light down here! United States Military Police, open up! United States Military Police, open this door! Break it down!
God damn it, break it down!
Back room splitter!
There's nobody in here!
Hey, there's a hatch back here!
Captain! Sir! You find me those fuckers right now!
Yes, sir! Perimeter team, they're on the move!
And somebody cut that damn signal!